My harvesting is from the world, and there are things that I would use as inspiration that were not just visual. They were also emotional and political. And like, I remember we did a series of Mother's Day windows, and it was conversations between mothers and daughters. And it was a challenge, because the conversations at the time were, you know, we didn't talk about abortion necessarily, but we did say, you know, mommy, do you think I could be an astronaut when I grow up? You know, those kinds of things that were starting to get talked about. It's like girls had a lot more to do, more possibilities, and so, yes, indeed, we'll do that in the windows. You know, because if we didn't talk about it, who would? And so, yes, we took risks like that. You know, we would play with social commentary, just enough, you know, lightheartedly. But so you pull things in like that every once in a while. But yeah, at one point, we all kind of agreed. It's like, oh, we felt burnt out. We're burnt out. Oh God, what do we do now? And we decided, okay, you tell me what to do, and I'll tell you what to do. And so we just decided that, you know, if somebody else tells us what to do, then it relieves us the responsibility to come up with the idea. And it's funny, because after that, I was reading about Andy Warhol, and someone asked him in an interview. They said, if you become really, really, really famous and make a lot of money, what's the first thing you'll do? And Andy Warhol said, I'd hire a boss to tell me what to do. It's hard to figure out. I thought, that's the perfect answer. It's like, I want a boss. I'm going to hire a boss. Tell me what to do. But, you know, we played with that for a while until we started. It's like, that's a terrible idea. Well, then come up with your own ideas. You know, so it's never a hard conversation to have, because it's not, you know, I always said, be serious about your work, but don't take yourself seriously. Because if you take yourself too seriously, you just turn into a bore. I'm sorry, but we're not curing cancer. You know, we have a job to do, let's do the job. And yes, let's take it seriously, but come on. This is display. You know, this is fluffy. We got to keep it fluffy and got to keep it funny, because if we're not having a good time doing it, nobody's going to have a good time looking at it. And I think that's that I like that rule, you know, even in my life. You know, it's like, if I'm not enjoying my life, how do I expect anybody else to enjoy being around me? So.